You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God the glory and we bless His name for giving us opportunity to come together to pray this day again. It's my favorite Thursday, and to have the opportunity to be here to pray alone shows us God's mercy and His favor bestowed upon us. Because if we are alive, it's because His favor has compassed us round about as a shield, preventing the enemy from having any access to us. Now, we are praying today. Our prayer today is centered on the glorious future of comfort and favor. And of course, regarding the comfort and favor which is divine, given unto us by our Father in heaven. Psalm 33 verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. Let me read that scripture again. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, and upon them that hope in His mercy. Let's apply it, is to say that if your hope is in the Lord, if your hope is not in your salary, if your hope is not in your pastor, if your hope is not in your bestie, if your hope is not in your spouse, if your hope is not in your bank account, savings, if your hope is not in the investment, if your hope is not in the political party that you are a member of, if your hope is not in your job or your political appointment, but regardless of how far you have come, your hope remains in the Lord, then this is what is guaranteed you. The eye of the Lord will be on you. When God's eye, as scripture says that, for we are the apple of God's eye, when God's eye is on you, it means that nobody can touch you. Let me give you a biblical example. Daniel. Political parties came and left. Governments came and left. Political appointees came and left. Those who were stealing, those who were conniving, those who were instigating, causing the fiery furnace, a golden statue to be bowed to, and that those who not bow, were those who came and were pushing the king at the time, pushing that agenda for the king to sanction it. There were those who pushed the king to pass a decree that if you pray to any other god, you must be thrown into a den of lions. People came and left, but Daniel remained there. He didn't just remain there. He didn't remain there because of juju consultation. He didn't remain there because of blood sacrifices. Because sometimes we justify all sorts of things. Some people up to today defend sacrifices, all forms of sacrifices, sacrificing their time to and their abilities into total humility to service to God. It's not enough. Now, all sorts of sacrifices, and then basing it on, in the Old Testament, the king who sacrificed the son, which became an indignation to the Israelites, and then the battle turned. So we base our beliefs on things like that and discount or now imply that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is not enough to put away all the blood sacrifices. And then we bring up all those things. If your hope is not in your offering, now we are touching certain parts. If your hope, as I said, is not in your pastor, it's not in the offering you are giving. If your hope is in the Lord, His eye is on you. It's just as simple as that. And if your fear, if you fear the Lord, if you fear the Lord even being upset with you, why do we pray asking for God's forgiveness? Why is it dangerous to be at a place where your conscience is seared? At the end of the day, repentance, divine mercy, and all that were given by the Lord. So that in fear, you go back and say, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry, you help me." So when we move away from all that, and our hope and our fear goes to other things, then the Lord's eye is not on us. And that's a very dangerous place to be. I'm not saying that you must be perfect. And that's exactly what it is. Look at David. Beyond all his imperfections, he would put his hope in the Lord. David, will you want man to be your judge or God will be your judge? He said, "Oh no, I choose God. As for God, I know that if anything, he may have mercy upon me at a point. But man, no." So today, those who find true comfort in Jesus also find favor, blessings, and honor that no adversity can diminish. No adversity can diminish. When God's eye is on you because of your hope and your fear of Him, you get true comfort, you find favor, you experience blessings, you experience honor, dignity, and no adversity. Who has God's eye on him that anybody can touch? You can't touch that person. How are you going to go about it? Because the God that we serve, He does not sleep nor slumber. If He does not sleep nor slumber, then you, the enemy, what are you going to do? There's no way around it. Our first prayer topic today, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22. For the Lord will not, this is dangerous. For the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake. Because it had pleased the Lord to make you His people. Share, this is dangerous. It is not about us. Once the Lord, He says that we are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. It is God who chose us. He chose us. We were lost. We were missing. We were condemned to death. And then He found us. And He chose us. He called us out. He chose us to be His people. By His mercies. Therefore, He will not forsake you. He will not forsake me. He will not forsake us. And so we are praying that, Father in heaven, keep me steadfast in your favor and loving kindness. even as you have chosen me, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Continue to fulfill your promises, O Lord, keeping us, Lord, even in your favor and in your loving kindness, letting us be steadfast in your favor and in your loving kindness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said it's for your name's sake, for your name's sake, for your name's sake, for your name's sake. Lord, go ahead, Lord, and for your name's sake, keep us, Lord, even in your favor. In the name of Jesus, keep us in your favor, Lord. Steadfast in your favor and in your loving kindness. For your name's sake, for your name's sake, for your name's sake. Shabarabaya, dedededededededededede, kabarabaya. Shabarabaya, dedededededede, rababaya, kabarabaya. For your name's sake, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your name's sake, for your name's sake. For your name's sake, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your name's sake, keep us in your loving kindness and in your favor. For your name's sake, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our second prayer, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. Father in heaven, surround me with your glorious favor through counsel, through divine counsel, in the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our voices from Psalm 73, verse 24. Let's begin to pray. Through divine counsel, Lord. Through divine counsel, Lord. Surround us with your glorious favor. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, through divine counsel, surround us with your glorious favor. In the name of Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. The believer must believe in what the Lord has said, and not as opposed to what they see with their vision. You see, and this walk of faith, when we are so much used to just believing what we see with our physical eyes, the walk of faith becomes difficult. But we are praying that the Lord will strengthen our trust and hope in his unseen eternal blessings. That would influence our decisions, guide our walk with him. John 20:29, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. That we shall not be like Thomas. We shan't be Thomases, doubting the Lord. This is what Jesus is telling Thomas. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. So, Thomas, that is to say that in that regard, you are not blessed. And we must walk under the blessings of the Lord, and it comes by faith. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will grant strengthen our trust. Our trust in him and hoping in his unseen eternal blessings. Rabba, If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you to do so. Jesus stands at the door of your heart, knocking right now, asking that if you let him come in, he will come in and dine with you. And you will experience a peace, a satisfaction that you have never experienced ever in your life. A satisfaction of your soul that quenches the thirst that the soul has that only the presence of God can quench. Only Jesus can satisfy that deep desire in your heart. So just say this short prayer after me. Believe in your heart and Jesus will be your Lord. Become a child of God, born by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, and not of the flesh of any man or woman. Let's pray. Just say this: Lord Jesus, I give you all the glory. I thank you for this opportunity to give my life to you. Lord, I surrender my heart, my soul, my body, my life in its entirety unto you. Please be the ruler of my life. Take charge over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the
Amen. Let's worship the name of the Lord in this song. We honor you, we honor you, we honor you, Lord. We honor you, we honor you. Say we honor you, we honor you, we honor you, Lord. We honor you, we honor you, we honor you, we honor you, Lord. To Christ in the service, please contact us via our email info@globalmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 0026 000 9090. God richly bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. Stand out with God.